From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. Officials in Arnold Schwarzenegger's Austrian hometown have quietly removed his name from a local soccer stadium named in his honor 8 years ago. Opponents of capital punishment in Austria demanded his name be taken down after Schwarzenegger refused to grant clemency to Stanley Tookie Williams, who was executed 2 weeks ago. Schwarzenegger turned the tables on his critics, asking the mayor of Graz to take down the large metal letters bearing his name. California prisons will soon be overrun with elderly inmates. The state legislative analyst's office predicts the number of prisoners over the age of 55 will quadruple by 2022. That will translate into big increases in the cost of prison health care. And a Hanukkah lighting ceremony will take place today in Orange County, even though vandals destroyed a giant menorah there over the weekend. The incident near Mission Viejo is being treated as a hate crime since a Christmas tree nearby was untouched. In 6 days, an important deadline will arrive for election officials in California's 58 counties. That's the day all voting machines are required to be compliant with the federal Help America Vote Act. But as Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers reports, many California counties will miss that deadline, and some local officials say it won't be their fault.
The requirements of the federal election law that goes into effect Sunday are relatively simple. Voters with disabilities must be able to vote independently and privately. Voting systems must allow users to review their selections, and voters must be informed if they mistakenly vote for more than one candidate. But that's where the simplicity ends. Elections are conducted by county officials, but voting systems must be certified by state officials. And state officials concerned over voting security have yet to certify the machines already in place in many California counties, counties that will now miss the Sunday deadline. Jennifer Kearns is a spokesperson for Secretary of State Bruce McPherson.
The secretary has always said that external deadlines, whether they're from the federal government or other entities, must come second when it's an issue of quality.
But some local officials say very few voting machines have ever failed to perform, and fewer than one-third of the state's 58 counties are likely to have state-certified and federally approved voting systems on hand by next week's deadline. In fact, some counties have put off buying voting machines altogether until state officials sign off on which ones will be acceptable. And no one knows what penalties might be faced for the dozens of counties poised to miss the January 1st deadline. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
It's been 1 year since a tsunami ravaged parts of Indonesia, Southeast Asia, and Eastern Africa. Since then, coastal communities throughout California have stepped up their efforts to prepare for a tsunami. As KPCC's Rob Schmitz reports, one Orange County city is ahead of the pack.
A gentle rolling set of waves on a recent afternoon at Doheny State Beach in Dana Point is a source of calm for folks strolling along the beach, taking in the day's final hours of sunlight. But it's Todd DeVoe's job to see this scene of serenity in a totally different light. 2 miles up the hill, DeVoe, who works as Dana Point's Emergency Services Coordinator, switches on a computer that shows a map of the city's tsunami warning loudspeakers.
Each one of these has the capability of doing voice and just a regular siren blast.
A blast that warns beachgoers and residents of an incoming tsunami. The National Weather Service just recently declared Dana Point tsunami ready. This means the city has implemented a series of measures to prepare itself. Measures like setting up an emergency operations center, putting up signs for an evacuation route, and educating the public on tsunami preparation. Only two other communities in California, Crescent City near the Oregon border and UC Santa Barbara, share the Tsunami Ready designation. That's a fact that hasn't escaped the scrutiny of the state's Seismic Safety Commission. In a report released last week, the commission found that many coastal cities aren't doing enough to prepare themselves. Mark Legg, president of Huntington Beach-based Legg Geophysical and an expert on tsunamis, says only recently have seismologists in California taken the tsunami threat seriously.
25 years I've been studying offshore earthquakes and faults and tsunami hazards in Southern California. And until the last few years, most of even my professional colleagues in seismology and even some oceanographers have said there's no tsunami hazard in Southern California. And this is, you know, that's wrong.
Although large tsunamis rarely hit California, the potential remains. A dangerous tsunami could be triggered by shifting of offshore fault lines or by an underwater landslide. Legg consults cities in Orange County on preparing for a tsunami. He says last year's tsunami in Indonesia was a wake-up call, and they're only now on their way to becoming tsunami-ready. But he warns the public is still largely uneducated about the risks.
Because we get this, especially from surfers, you know, well, what's so dangerous about a 6-foot tsunami? I surf 6-foot waves all the time. A 6-foot tsunami has a wavelength of 100 miles or 10 or 20 miles, so it's the sea level rises 6 feet and keeps coming in as a surge. It doesn't stop at the shoreline.
USC tsunami expert Jose Barrero agrees that the public needs more education about tsunamis, and he says city officials throughout Los Angeles are ready to do just that. Last year's Asian tsunami, he says, spurred the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, as well as cities throughout Southern California, to start education campaigns.
Now we're at the beginning, I think, of the era of understanding, and hopefully we can just continue passing this knowledge down through the generations, because tsunamis are generational phenomenon.
Tsunami expert Mark Legg says a month after last year's Indonesian tsunami, over 400 people packed a standing-room-only auditorium in Huntington Beach for a talk he gave on preparing for a tsunami. Legg wonders if the interest will last.
But a year from now, will people forget about tsunamis altogether? You know, unless we have another natural disaster somewhere in the world. How many people remember what happened in 1994 when the Northridge earthquake struck? Or how many people remember the 1998 El Nino year? I mean, people have short attention spans.
Back in Dana Point, Emergency Services Coordinator Todd DeVoe hosts a free public education session on tsunamis.
Does the city have an evacuation plan?
We do.
The city advertised this in the local paper, hoping to attract folks by giving away a free $20 weather radio to each resident who attends the session. But 10 minutes into the meeting, only one of the 100 chairs in the room is filled. And on a lonely table at the back of the room, a heap of radios awaits. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Dana Point.
That's the California Report for Monday, December 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation. Sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards with information online at www.irvine.org. The California Farm Water Coalition. Family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org. And the California Healthcare Foundation. Committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems. On the web at chcf.org.